Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Yeah, for sure. And this is critical stuff right here. This is the difference between, you know, you just want to get here to at least get to the finals. Give me one more week, get to the finals. It's a little bit like getting to the Super Bowl. You guys wouldn't understand what it's like to come close and not get there. But, it's, you know, you don't want to get knocked out here. You want to at least give yourself a chance to be alive, final two, and then have some epic outcome, hopefully in your favor next week.
Charge, I still have all the faith in you. Gold was saying bad things about you because you talked about a Brian Thomas Jr. last week, and then it cost him a fantasy game.
Sorry.
I still have faith in you. So before we ask any questions that affect everyone, how about we just answer a couple of lineup questions that directly affect me in my highest dollar league? You know, I bring you on to help me. Surely somebody else is going through these exact same problems, right?
Exact same two guys, absolutely.
16-team league. I've got quarterbacks are tough, right, to come by. I have to start either Justin Herbert tonight against Denver or Aaron Rodgers. I think I'm starting Aaron Rodgers, Mr. Ayahuasca himself.
Yep, you're starting Aaron Rodgers. I've got him four spots higher. Goes up against a very inconsistent Rams secondary. And suddenly, the Jets are scoring some points. I mean, maybe this is not the worst offense to have a quarterback from, Rod, and it's all through the air. I mean, Breece Hall's just like dead to us at this point, right? You know, this is a team that has managed to put up 27, 21, 26, and 25 points the last 3 weeks. So, 32 points last week. So, yeah, there's things are starting to happen a little bit here with this passing offense and the old Rodgers to Davante Adams. It's back, baby. That combo, it's clicking again.
Well, so I have Davante Adams in that same league charge, but I was considering benching Ladd McConkey. I'm terrified of Patrick Surtain. He scares the hell out of me.
That's the appropriate response to this right now because Patrick Surtain is awesome. And you should have a lot of concern about Ladd McConkey. Now, McConkey's been great, by the way. And in my mind, second best rookie receiver this year behind Brian Thomas, who you mentioned earlier. And McConkey's last four games, he's averaging 7 catches, 95 yards. But it's Patrick Surtain. Surtain is so good. Get this. In his coverage, and he shadows a lot. And here's the scenarios where Patrick Surtain shadows is when the opponent has one really good receiver. And that's what they got here. Because after Ladd McConkey, you're down to like DJ Chark and Quentin Johnston. So you stop McConkey and you take the wheels off of the passing offense. And so that's what you're going to get here. Patrick Surtain, in his coverage, averages 1.5 catches per game for 16 yards. That's it. So McConkey, super dangerous here.
As you can imagine, charts around here all week, the story's been about that ankle of Patrick Mahomes, the sixth time he's had an ankle injury, but he's been a full participant in these practices. We all believe he's playing on Saturday, but from a fantasy football perspective, even when healthy, he's been kind of a questionable guy to start in your league. So now with the injury, how do you play this?
I don't. I'm out. I've got Mahomes way down at quarterback 21 right now.
Okay.
Because I don't like this matchup. I don't like when Mahomes does not have his trademark escapability, right? And the ability to extend plays, because that's so much of his success are those passes that come on extended plays. And I don't like your left tackle against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. You know, whether it's Humphreys or is it Tooney or Tooney?
Tooney,
by the way.
Tooney, like Tooney. Looney Tunes.
Thank you very much. Yes, Tooney. It's in either case. So they've each started one of the last two games. Just your left tackle the last 2 weeks has allowed 15 quarterback pressures, and here comes Danielle Hunter. This is a bad combo, and I'm worried that this thing is going to be lost at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to see a really tough game for Patrick Mahomes here.
Charge, this might be etched into every fantasy football player's gravestone from dead teams, but is Michael Penix the key to turning around Kyle Pitts in the Falcons offense? Are we willing to start?
I don't know
Falcons
that anybody
players?
Can turn around
let's
Kyle Pitts.
Let's stop with the Kyle Pitts stuff. You know, this is.
I told you at the beginning of the year to give up. I never drafted him again.
For years, Cody's been trying to tell me Kyle Pitts was just the unfortunately dealing with bad QB play. Kyle Pitts is not a factor in fantasy football.
He is not a factor. I'm going to give you an insanely esoteric stat coming in right now.
All right.
Over the last 5 years, so our sample size is 5 years, first-round quarterbacks in their first ever start, they're actually pretty good. 11 first-rounders in their first round, their first ever game since 2020. Only four had outright dud games scoring 11 or fewer fantasy points. The other seven averaged 20 fantasy points, which I find very interesting. But I also note this, of the 11, one of them won their game. 10 of them lost their game. But from a fantasy standpoint, you actually can get it done a little bit with these first-start quarterbacks that are first-round quality. I think it's because opponents don't have any real way of knowing what's coming. And Penix only played part of one preseason game, and they didn't play him again. So nobody really knows what Michael Penix has got. Goes up against the Giants. Giants have been a shockingly competent secondary, but it's not necessarily all things bad for the Falcons, who've been languishing and with Kirk Cousins' really feeble arm, and now they get a much stronger passer in Penix. So, yeah, I think guys like Drake London, Darnell Mooney,
Darnell Mooney.
That hurt.
I'm not bitter at all. We're talking to Paul Charchian of Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. All right, last week the huge story in Philly had to deal with, you know, maybe the relationship between Hurts and Brown and, you know, the role in the offense. Well, A.J. Brown goes out there and gets 11 targets. Are we good now? Like, if you're someone that wants to start A.J. Brown?
Squeaky wheel got the grease last week, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's take a longer view here. A.J. Brown was totally scattershot for all of this season, mostly because the Eagles don't pass much. They have the league's lowest passing play percentage at just 44%. And here's the other weird thing about A.J. Brown. Despite, you know, he's got that big frame, right? And he should be unguardable near the goal line. He has zero targets on plays from inside the five this year. None. And so I think he goes back to being a guy that you worry a little bit about being in your lineup. You kind of have to start him because he's A.J. Brown. He goes up against Washington. He'll battle Marshawn Lattimore, one of the most physical cornerbacks in the league, in this game. And when he played Washington earlier this year, A.J. Brown, 5 catches, 65 yards. That feels like that might be about the ballpark for this game, too. And you just hope this time he finds his way into the end zone.
Church, I know tonight we covered the Ladd McConkey into things, although now you're talking about Philly's lack of passing offense. My option outside of Ladd McConkey would be Devonta Smith. So clearly
I'd play Smith.
Oh, man, now you're just telling me I should play Smith instead of Ladd? It's PPR. Yeah. Does that change anything for you?
Well, that does help Ladd a little bit because he is a ball hog. And where Ladd can still be okay is if they move him into the slot a lot more. He doesn't generally run a lot from the slot, but that's where he could be more helpful. So, now I still,
it's a coin flip. You know,
I've got Smith a couple of spots higher right now.
When you look at the game tonight, though, Jaden Reed last Thursday, two Thursdays ago, zero catches. Cooper Kupp somehow had zero catches in a Thursday night game. These games typically are kind of ugly. Do you kind of see like a zero coming out of someone tonight?
Well, Ladd McConkey is the guy that worries me. So, guy. So that's the guy that I would show caution on is Ladd.
What about the Courtland Sutton end of things? Like, that'd be the opposite number one wide receiver for Bo Nix. The Chargers' defense up until a couple of weeks ago was the number one ranked points-per-game defense in the league. Obviously, they just came off giving up 30 or 40 or whatever the hell happened in that game against the Bucs. But, I mean, you got to think that the Chargers' secondary can hold down Courtland Sutton.
Well, see, here's the thing. Their cornerbacks are bigger physical cornerbacks who like to bully opposing receivers. They push around guys like Darnell Mooney.
That's not easy answer.
You're worthy as recent examples. But look at what Mike Evans did to the Chargers last week, because nobody bullies Mike Evans, and he roasted the Chargers. Here comes Courtland Sutton, almost as big, almost as strong, almost as physical as Mike Evans. And Sutton scored against them in the earlier matchup this year, and he has scored against the Chargers in 3 straight meetings. I like Courtland Sutton this week. He is up at wide receiver 13 this week.
Any running backs tonight in this game? I mean, we know Gus Edwards is not part of the equation, or J.K. Dobbins, I'm sorry, is not part of the equation there for the Chargers. And Cody asked you about Herbert or Rodgers. We know they want to be run first, but is that something they're capable of doing against this Broncos defense tonight?
Nope. Not going to happen. Let's talk about how bad this running game has been. You know, like Jim Harbaugh, right? Power running game guy. This should be a team that runs the ball out. They can't run right now. Gus averaging 3.4 yards per carry, and he is not top 36 yards in 5 straight games. That's not great. His backup is Kamani Vidal, who the rookie out of Troy, who I was actually kind of optimistic about. He's been garbage too. He hasn't done a thing. Denver hasn't allowed a rushing touchdown in 5 games. Thanks in part to Jonathan Taylor throwing away a touchdown last week, right?
My goodness. But
they haven't allowed a touchdown in 5 games. I don't think Gus or any of the other Chargers get much done here.
Yeah, Gus Edwards, from a betting perspective, is plus 155 to find the end zone tonight, and his rushing total, at least over at FanDuel, is 34.5.
Ooh. Cool. That's your starting running back on a Jim Harbaugh offense.
Charge, I know that this would be the Hail Mary of Hail Marys. Maybe you just had a team that got hurt right before the playoffs and you're trying to do something. But the Chiefs are going to activate Hollywood Brown. We don't know. We have no idea what he'll look like inside a Chiefs offense other than he was their number two target going into the regular season. Is there anything you can do with Hollywood Brown? Is he worth a stash, let's just say, if you're thin at wide receiver and you just want to see if you could use him next week, next year, whatever?
No, I don't think so. He'll get 15 snaps, maybe. There's just not going to be enough work there. This is one of the few games where I feel good about Xavier Worthy. And I felt pretty good about him last week, but, you know, he runs from the slot. And this has been a change. He runs from the slot more than any other Chief does. And the Texans, as you guys may know, they lost their slot defender, Jalen Petrie, for the season 2 weeks ago. And his replacement, Jimmy Ward, got targeted 12 times last week and gave up 10 receptions. So I think whoever's operating out of the slot, and again, it's been more Worthy than anybody else lately, that guy is going to be potentially sitting on a pretty good game, and that to me is the sneakier play, not Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, and Worthy of the last 4 weeks or so have been trended up anyway. I mean, his targets are up, his production's up, so something to keep an eye on come Saturday afternoon at Arrowhead. Charge, we appreciate the insight all season long. Do the holiday and stuff. I think this might be it for the 2024-2025 season. It's been fun.
It's been a great season, and how else am I going to know how many of your guillotine leagues that you ended up winning? I mean, you're not going to, like, post any Twitter mascots of your winning roster or anything, are you?
Definitely not. No, we're in the final three in all three guillotines, including our listener league. So we'll see. I'm worried that I'm going to lose all three this week because I just have a bad feeling. We'll
see. It's just fantasy football. Yeah. You played fantasy football before, so of course you're worried you're going to lose all three in 1 week.
That's right. Well, we've had a ton of fun. Thanks, Charge.
It's been a great season. Thanks, my friends.
Absolutely.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.